from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. By the way, correction, John. Because, you know, I've made, what, 3 or 4 mistakes in my life when I said the wrong thing. Only 3 or 4, I think. I made a mistake on Friday. So Friday, you may remember I said entering the weekend that that was one of our last 2 summer weekends. It was 3. I had us a whole week up.
Oh.
So we still have the one coming up, and then after that we have Labor Day. Yes.
That's a big difference.
So I'm sure a lot of people in the moment
realized. Bother you all weekend?
It bothered me a little bit. I don't like making mistakes. The good thing, though, is I got such limited history with it. It's not that often I need to, you know, put that correction out there. But a correction has been issued. All right. So we're going to get to an interesting story in the Philadelphia Inquirer about John Middleton. We'll hit that shortly. I also, John, I don't want to lose sight of, with all the talk about things that went well, and there was a lot of good stuff, and then the biggest thing that annoyed most of us, which was the end, the 9th inning yesterday, and Rob Thompson not using JT and Bryce. I don't want to lose sight of the Taijuan Walker thing.
That now, today was destined to, right. for really, failure.
Yeah, I mean,
as soon as we knew that he was taking the mound,
you know, you're going to need to score 5 or 6 runs if Taijuan starts. You're just going to have to. And I asked this question, John: how much longer?
I don't know. I'm asking that all day. Like, right? Is this bad enough that we don't have to see this anymore?
So Rangers should be back soon. Yeah, Rangers should be back soon.
99 pitches.
Oh, it's disastrous.
He couldn't throw a strike at times. It was nonchalant. It was not.
It's just not good. It's not good. There's no part of it that looks near good.
Right.
So Ranger, I guess, sometime soon. Turnbull, you know, it doesn't seem like he's too soon. So I need door number 5. I need someone else to come through door number 5. Wow. I need somebody else.
We know Christopher Sanchez is in a great place.
Is it Turnbull that dude they got the other day? Justin,
back.
Who's that guy they got the other day?
Tyler Gilbert is his name. He was bounced around on a couple teams, but most notably, he made his first start for the Diamondbacks a couple years ago and threw a no-hitter in his first start, but since has bounced around a little bit and now is with the Iron Pigs, but has just been called up. So with Tyler Phillips being sent down.
Let me just threw a no-hitter
in his first start.
That's yes. Amazing.
Yeah, very few. I remember someone else did that like 30 years ago, I think. Let me just tell you where I am on Taijuan Walker, and I'm this is not an overstatement. I mean it. I'd rather have Vince Velasquez.
Ooh, I mean, I don't know,
John. Listen,
I don't know about this. Wow.
This guy, man,
they feel kind of similar. I mean,
similar,
it's just
but
like nondescript pitching. Just
it's bad,
nothing.
Man. It's got to end soon. And again, the Dodgers and the Brewers are on the Phillies. Dodgers a 1/2 game back. Brewers 1 game back. Rhys Hoskins Brewers. One game back. Mm. Only two teams get a bye. You know, we don't usually use that term in baseball, a bye, but yeah, that's what it is. You get a bye. You get to get right to the second round. You get to avoid a best of three, which we know the Phillies have won 2 years in a row, but trust me, people. Trust me. The first time the Phillies lose one of them, the entire town will forever look at it differently. Don't just assume because the Phillies won two of them in a row, 1 year against the Marlins, 1 year against...
The Cardinals.
Good
also,
job.
They're playing the Atlanta Braves as of right now, if they were the three seed. So, you know, they would, I think, relish the opportunity to get that again against the Phils.
And you know what would be fascinating? I'd have to look at how the calendar breaks out. But let's just say you had a chance to not get the bye and Zach Wheeler pitches the Sunday to end the season. So it's like, all right, let's pitch Wheeler to not have the bye.
Wow.
But then would you not get him game one on like a Tuesday? I mean, clearly, if he pitches on a Sunday, he ain't going to pitch on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Might not be able to pitch on a Wednesday.
That's why kind of winning these games
yes!
are kind of important.
That's why it's Bryce Harper, grab a bat. I'm not ripping
Hold
you,
on.
Bryce. I'm ripping Rob Thompson. Go ahead, Bryce. Grab a freaking bat.
So it occurred to me,
what?
The possibility. We know how important it is that guys prepare. We know that Bryce being a baseball head helps his cause because he gets into the film room. He's studying hard every pitcher he's facing.
Yeah, it's part of what makes him great.
What about and again, I'm just thinking, how on earth could Rob Thompson think this was okay? Rob Thompson, who says to Bryce prior to the game, you and JT, take the day off, get away, get your brain away from baseball. He possibly didn't prepare the way he normally would
then
prepare
Rob Thompson,
for the pitches.
Then don't say that to him.
Pitchers? Look, I don't know.
That's a maybe.
It's just a possibility considering.
It's a possibility. I would be disappointed in Bryce if that's the case, and I think that's unlikely.
Why would you be disappointed in Bryce? His coach told him, you can take
because
the day
in
off,
that
get away from baseball. Don't think about baseball.
Look, in that scenario, I need... If that happened...
I don't know.
No, I know you don't. If that happened, I would need Bryce to say... Appreciate it, Skip. I'll stay mentally prepared. Do you want
okay,
me
well, maybe you need to take a day for a break because the season is 162 games and we hear how arduous that can
Look,
be. And Topper knows and understands how important that
it's
is.
It's one at-bat.
And you got the day off today. And I know that by the time I was 30, it took a lot more for me to get going.
I know.
Stretching-wise and lubed up and just preparation-wise.
But football and baseball, very different.
All right,
let's get a lot of calls in here. Let's go to Matt right now. Matt, what do you make all this?
You know, I kind of feel earlier... Sorry about that. Listen, I got a new rule for Rob Thompson.
Hold on, let's start this
that?
Over.
What
let's go to
Matt?
Matt. Matt, you're on WIP.
Okay, sorry, guys. I've got a new rule for Rob Thompson. If he's going to sit his guys, it's the Steph Curry, LeBron rule. They need to sit in street clothes with sunglasses, so we all know there's absolutely no chance they're ever going into the game. Because if we all know before the game they're not going in, then let's load manage.
Yeah, well, I get your theory, and maybe you're being a little tongue in cheek. I think you know you can't really do that in baseball from this standpoint. That would be like putting a guy on the injured list and then he's out, whatever it is, 8 games, 10 games. So you can't have someone else just replace him for one game. So, yeah, if you want to shorten your bench, you could do that, but they shouldn't do that.
No, but what I'm saying is, Joe, that they could go put on their uniform. They've got 9 innings to be told to go warm up. But, hey, let's make them sit there and say, Rob, these are vets, and we're going to listen, also, I have to agree with the Stubbs thing. You know, the Stubbs, I'm not a Stubbs hater. Everybody gets offended if you say anything bad about Stubbs. Let's be honest. His vibe got us in hot tub water last year, where the Diamondbacks came out after the series and said, we didn't enjoy your backup catcher talking about how he's going to sit in the hot tub in the outfield.
Yep. Yep.
And Marchand's a better player.
The shame of it was, I've heard from a lot of people that Stubbs thought he was off the record. So it's a shame that that got out when he didn't think it should. But I agree with you. Even in a jokey joke way, I wouldn't want him to put that out even internally to the team. But, you know, it is a little different if the player thought he was off the record. Look, he's just not that good a player right now. And I think Marchand's better, and I think it's time for the Phillies to start prioritizing better players. Matt, give me an answer. A mystifying decision.
All right, this is more in your wheelhouse, Joe, for what I think you're looking for. Why did Julia Roberts marry Lyle Lovett?
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah,
that was a stunner.
That was a stunner.
When that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. There have been a couple through the years, and that was an all-timer. She was also engaged to that guy from Sleeping with the Enemy. What was that guy's name? Or maybe not engaged.
Kiefer Sutherland, wasn't it?
She was with him also, but I'm thinking of that other guy, the black hair guy, brown hair.
No.
Sleeping with the Enemy, whatever that guy's name was.
Not the older
Jason
guy.
Jason Patrick. Yeah, she was with Jason Patrick there. Yep. Right in like the wheelhouse.
No, she was not.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
100%. Yeah. John, you got to understand, there's very little about Julia Roberts that gets past me.
Oh, why? Do you had an unhealthy fixation?
You call it unhealthy. I call it healthy. I call it normal. I say that's Julia. By the way, you look back on it to this day, and I know 1990, and listen, inflation's an issue in society these days, and things have certainly changed since 1990, but John, has it ever struck you as highly bizarre?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That someone as rich as Richard Gere, who I think, and I'm talking the act, I'm talking the character in Pretty Woman, who I think it's fair to say has probably, based on the way he's portrayed, at least $500 million, if not $1 billion. I mean, Richard Gere.
Half a billion dollars, I don't know.
Richard Gere in that movie, like, owns the world, and yet it's only $3,000 for Julia Roberts for a week?
Mm. Wow.
$3,000?
I never considered those details,
light.
The minutiae.
Yeah, as hookers with a heart of gold go, she's got to go to economic school and learn her value. Let's go to the phones. Sorry. Let's go to George and Ducko. Even George and Ducko knows $3,000 is light. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. What's going on this morning?
What's up, buddy?
Lots.
So I'm just at a loss for words. Like, I'm listening to Silver a few calls ago. You're telling me you want Garrett Stubbs, who's hitting 193, and Cal Stevenson, who's hitting 200 to bat, over JT Realmuto and Bryce Harper?
Well, it wasn't Casty. It was Stubbs and Stevenson.
No, yeah, Stubbs and Stevenson.
Yeah.
Dude, my question is just, you know, I have faith in my players. Do you have faith in Rob Thompson to get it done? Not the players, Rob Thompson.
Well, that's the thing, George. And the crazy thing about it is he has pushed so many good buttons for now two years and 2 months, right? That's what he's been running this, you know, almost 3 months now. 2 years and 3 months he's been running the show, and he's done so much right.
And so that does earn him some credit
but it's
in your mind.
But it's got an Andy Reid-like thing. It's like, how can you be so good at so much and then so bad at a couple things? I mean, Andy Reid couldn't get the plays in on time. He wouldn't run the ball. And he put zero value on wide receivers. And I'm not the guy saying, let's go have the $25 million wide receiver 15 years ago. I mean, my eyes have been open with A.J. and Devontae and the way the NFL is now. But, I mean, Andy Reid's idea was, let's go get a couple guys off the street and have them be Donovan's receivers. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I just, you know, these past 2 years, I mean, especially after last Eagles season,
Well, that's the thing, George, that's the thing. Last year, we saw an all-time bad situation with coaching when the Eagles offense had met resistance and Sirianni didn't change it. Like, don't. And again, I said it earlier today, and I'll say it again.
And he didn't know how to change it. He told us, if I knew how to fix it, I would.
Yeah, I don't remember that exact line. It could be.
It's very similar to that.
You guys could be right. I mean, I'm not. I just view it like this. Some of these coaches view things like, I do what I do because that's what I do. Period. Like, that's the mantra. I do what I do because that's what I do. And my point is, don't be so stuck in your ways. And listen, I'll say this to Rob Thompson's defense, at least. This is unconventional. I mean, he's not stuck in a way that's, like, normal. But I just think it's dumb, George. All right, George, give me a great answer. What was a mystifying decision?
All right, so I don't know if this was said yet, but I'm going back to 2015 when Pete Carroll decided to throw the ball instead of use beast mode and run on the 1 yard line to win the Super Bowl.
So, you know, it's funny. Again, I'm going to have a lot of pushback on a lot of these. So here's the problem with that answer. And yes, it was obviously not the right decision, the whole deal. In order, a lot of people forget this. I don't. I knew it in the moment. I've always remembered it. In order for Seattle to run four plays, they had to pass on either second or third down. They had one timeout, but not two. So, look, you can make the case they should have ran it on second down, and I get it, okay? And Marshawn probably scores a touchdown. But if they ran it on second down and called timeout, they would have had to pass the ball on third down, or it would have been the last play.
The best part
about
that.
A lot of people forget that.
I'm watching that game with my brother, and my brother's not a big sports fan. So he goes, all right, what are the choices here for this play?
Yep.
So I gave him... Yeah, well, you could do this, and you know, they run and happen. He goes, you didn't offer that up as well.
Yeah, no, that was not on the bingo card.
It was not exactly.
I was stunned. Listen, the Eagles lost the Super Bowl 2 years ago in a really rough way. Yeah. At least, John, they didn't lose like that. Oh. 1 yard line interception to a cornerback who no one heard
get
of.
Over it.
No one had ever heard of Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's the worst.
You know
part.
What Belichick
wow.
did? You know what Belichick
now
did?
Now everyone knows him.
You know what he did? He had a cornerback there when a lot of times defenses have a safety. And I read a book that said it was the first time he had prepared that in the training camp. It was the first time the entire year a team had the ball on the 1 yard line with, I think it was three wide receivers. And it was the first time all year Belichick deployed what he had come up with in the offseason, which was, I'm going to go with a corner there for better coverage than a safety for better run defense. And it worked. I mean, Malcolm Butler undercut that pass, and there you go. Mm-hmm. But at least there was a justification, which was they had to pass on second or third down to get four
plays
off.
Those people never forgave that offense. What was it, Blevin?
Well, it was Darryl Bevell.
Bevell.
And he's the one that called the play. And I got to give Pete Carroll credit for this. He fell on the sword, and that was Darryl Bevell's fault. And the only way Pete Carroll could have changed it, because I've looked into this, the only way he could have changed it, I mean, you could audible, but he'd put a formation out there. He put players out there. Pete Carroll would have had to burn a timeout, and he didn't want to do that. So, you know. All right, let's go to Matt in Hatboro. Matt,
if you're going to burn a timeout, now that's where you do it.
No, I know, but then you definitely only get two plays instead of three. So, and that requires then you pass, or the clock's going to run out. Mm-hmm. So, you know. All right, Matt in Hatboro. Matt, what's going on, man?
Good morning, guys and girls. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
Wow. Thanks, Matt.
Welcome aboard. Hold on. You get Jalex Hunt treatment. Oh, here we go.
What's up, Big Pippin?
am I the only one thinking that Topper might not have the mental capacity to make decisions quickly on his feet?
No, because I think it's predetermined.
I'm not worried about that.
Well, maybe. I see what you're saying. I mean, I just think he determines it beforehand, and he just adheres... He thought it's the right thing for them to win the World Series. I think he's wrong.
Well, he's looking forward to the next games coming up against the Braves, but we're in a part of the season that every game matters. This isn't, you know, totally. April, it's August at this point.
Listen, to me, Matt, I'm just telling you from my vantage point, they're in a dogfight for seeding. I know there's a form of comfortability when you're seven games up. I respect it. I get it. I don't, like, every day when I check in the morning, if I don't know the outcome by the end of the night before going to bed, I'm gunning for the Dodgers and Brewers result before the Braves result. The Braves are seven back. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are a half a game back. The Brewers are one game back. I mean, guys, we're talking about a bye. That's massive. We know they're going to make the playoffs any which way. Even if the Braves catch the Phillies are making the playoffs. They're not going down to be in the four spot in the wild card. They're like 10 or 11 games up on that. They're not losing that. But they might lose a bye. All right. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. I mean, just like you said earlier, it's not the first time it's happened. It happened again a few weeks ago. Same thing with Stubbs.
Totally the same thing.
JT on the bench.
Totally.
And, you know, why can't you pinch hit for both of them? If Harper has to play an inning in the outfield, he's done it before. I don't think it would hurt. You know, play one inning, or do you want to play three games in the opener of the playoffs?
Or he plays first base and someone else plays the outfield. I mean, they're not going to put Bryce in the outfield. They're not going to do that, and that's fine. I mean, if you had to in a pinch, then whatever. But Bryce could play first. Someone else goes somewhere else. Figure it the hell out. It's not that hard. It's really not. Matt, give me a big-time answer, my man. Something mystifying a decision.
Well, I was going to go with what the last caller said with the Seattle Seahawks, but how about Team USA not putting Caitlin Clark on the women's basketball team for the Olympics?
So, you know, it's funny. Again, I'm going to have pushback on that. I mean, maybe she's not one of the top 12 players.
They
I don't know.
I don't believe they could because she didn't play in a specific kind of like ramp up tournaments.
Yeah.
There was,
I don't,
there
I didn't
was
hear
some
that.
Kind of rule
okay.
that I had heard.
She also, for what it's worth, when they determined that list back in the early part of the WNBA season,
wasn't playing great.
She wasn't playing nearly as well as she currently is. And, I mean, you think of it this way. Let's apply it to men's basketball, which obviously most of us are more familiar with. How many players in the history of the NBA that are a rookie are one of the 12 best players in the world in their first 2 months in the league? Jordan, yes. Shaq, yes.
How about, was LeBron, no?
I would not say LeBron was one of the 12 best players in his first 2 months. Now, he was probably close to it, but my point is...
I don't know that Jordan was.
Jordan was really good, really quick.
Wembanyama's getting close.
Who?
Wembanyama's getting close. Yeah. He was right out there for Defensive Player of the Year.
Look, man, I find that a stretch. You might be right close, but if you said to me in November of last year, because that's when the decision happened, first 2 months of the WNBA, here's our team, was Wembanyama, whatever the hell his name is, top 12 in the league? I don't know. I didn't think so, but he's obviously going to be a great player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.